I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, November 24th. Here's what we learned today, Storm.
I learned so much today, Chris. This is incredible.
Yeah, I learned that if we're ever in the town of Jasper, Alberta in Canada,
right,
that we want to make sure that the moose do not lick the sides of our cars.
Yeah, you want to keep Bullwinkle away from the brine, that's for sure. And it all comes down to a little bit of road salt.
Yeah, apparently there's a problem in this particular town. Now, I guess the moose generally get salt, which they do need for living.
Yeah, right.
They get it in natural springs area. But
in their bodies, yeah, in their diet.
Yeah, but they found it's a little bit more convenient just to stand there by the road and start licking cars instead of, you know, going out to the, you know, walking around and trying to find a source of salt.
Yeah, your Subaru turns into a salt lick.
Yeah, and of course, you know, they have salt on the roads because of all the snow.
Yeah, right.
So there's actually a sign that reads, as you enter the city, do not let moose lick your car. They're concerned that the moose so close to the roadway could actually cause a problem,
yeah,
being that close to the road.
I want to get a picture of me standing next to that. Do not let moose... Yeah. Well, what about this tequila then?
Yeah, never mind. This tequila's not going to salt itself.
That's right.
We found out that office romances are dead, and they're dead more with millennials and Generation Z than they have been in previous generations.
Yeah, a lot of offices died during the coronavirus here. I mean, a lot of businesses are realizing we don't really need the bricks and mortar like we thought we did.
Well, it's also that, and it's been a trend that's been going since the mid-90s, mm-hmm, is that because of the precarious situation of workplace harassment, under the microscope, many young people just don't see the need to date in the office.
Right.
There was a research that kind of backs that up. They say that couples who reported meeting at work dropped from 19% in 1995 to 11% in 2017.
Wow. From 1 in 5 to 1 in 10.
Yeah, they also tend to think that perhaps part of the drop is attributed to online dating, which would make sense.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's for sure.
We found out that your banana peel and your orange rind is garbage, even though it's organic garbage. You don't need to throw it on the side of the road. And here's why. You tend to think that, you eat that banana, you finish it, you throw the peel because it's natural and it should decompose, right?
And some critters might eat it or something like that. Well, let's take a look at the shelf life of that banana peel you just threw out the door.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
Banana skins and orange peel take upwards of 2 years
to decompose.
And actually, in drier climates, it's indefinite. Even an apple core takes over 2 months to decompose.
Right.
So what they're saying is that, you may think it'd be just easily quick to throw something on the side of the road, but put it in your compost heap. If you don't have that, put it in the garbage with the rest.
Yeah, and if you think, throwing it out and some critter's going to get it, it encourages animals to get near the roadways, and that's where the problem starts. So you definitely... do not throw them out the window.
We found out about self-reporting when it comes to boosting up your credit score. It's an interesting term because it doesn't mean that you can call the credit, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax and say, hey, I'm making my payments on time. What it is it's covering kind of the gap that people have.
Yeah, they only take information, the credit companies, from companies like mortgage companies, mm-hmm, and stuff like that, and automobile finance companies that realize you're making your car payment, you're making a mortgage payment, but you don't get credit for like rent, utilities,
nope,
your Netflix subscription.
Even your cell phone bill, you don't get that credit. And so there's kind of a workaround, and it's called self-reporting. And what you do is you get a hold of a third party, such as like Rental Karma or Rent Reporters, and they, in essence, will contact like your landlord or your property manager. And if they play along with it, then they will report of you making your payments on time. And then they take this information and give it to the credit reporting agencies, and that should start boosting your credit score. There is a flip side of this. It's expensive.
Yeah, it is.
These services start with a $50 to $100 initiation fee and then monthly payments of $9 to $10 while you're in the program. So it is something you want to take, you know, if you're thinking of buying something big, like maybe a house, or perhaps trying to establish your credit, you might want to do this for like 3 to 6 months because that's how long it will take to get that reported.
Then you can cut that reporting agency loose once your credit is up to par.
Yeah, and that will help. And in an age and when people are lending money less, it may not be a bad move.
The bars are really higher now. It's harder and harder to get a good line of credit nowadays.
And I learned today that you can figure out how long a candle should burn.
Yeah, we should have known this because we know you can Google anything, right?
Well, even something easier than that, it's just turning the candle over. The bottom will tell you where the sticker is with the barcode and everything. It should tell you it's burn time.
I had no idea they did that.
And if it doesn't, you can actually go online and enter the name of the candle, the type of candle, and the size, and that information should be available on the internet.
All right. Hey, and there's actually one free gift that Netflix has that you can give to your favorite person.
Yeah, this is a pretty cool feature, and it only works on Apple TV, but you can gift a particular one episode of a show, you can gift a movie, you can gift an entire series if you want.
Wow.
And what you need to do is the recipient has to have Apple TV, you have to have Apple TV as well,
right.
But you can actually a la carte these purchases through your account. Just go ahead and log into your account. Once you've selected the film or show that you want, tap the share button, and then there'll be a button that pops up and says gift.
Nice.
And then you just put in their information, and they will get that information put in their Apple account. And the best part is that you can wait. So if you want to have this pop up on Christmas Eve, like a Christmas Eve movie, it'll show up in their account on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's one less gift you have to buy for somebody.
Yeah, we brought that up because The Queen's Gambit, there is, and that's the latest show on Netflix.
Right.
A lot of people are watching. It's the most watched limited series ever.
That's amazing.
62 million people have watched it or currently are watching it as of October 23rd. So.
It's a movie about chess with no car chases in it.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody gets shot either.
I saw one of the stories, and they think why people like that show so much is it's almost a superhero show.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, have you watched it yet, Storm?
No, I haven't seen it.
You'll need binge time, I will tell you. Maybe something you can do on Thanksgiving if you're looking for...
It's not just a single play, it's a series?
I think there's 7 episodes, and they're running about an hour each, so...
Well, I'm looking for one, so we may have just found it.
Yep. So there's our show for today, Tuesday, November 24th. We're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, folks, the sun is always shining. See you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.